Yeah, look, I'm extremely disappointed. I think this is wrong. Wrong on every level. It's a mistake. And sometimes in big emergency situations, we can make mistakes in terms of policy legislation. And this certainly is a mistake where we displace one section of society for another section of society. And I have no issues with people who are coming from war-torn countries. We are regulated under EU law to support those in need of shelter. But this situation where we displace one section of society for another section of society and allow it to happen under policy is completely wrong. It's unacceptable and there is no excuse for this. It's morally wrong, it's economically wrong, it's ethically wrong, and there's no common sense. How can we excuse displacing, I think there's 400 beds going to be allocated in Benbulbin Court. We've seen 178 beds allocated in Milligan Court. That's 593 student beds taken out of a small area, a small town here in Sligo, with university status just been granted in the last number of years. It's just wrong. And the reality is we have done this and it's because of greed. The reality is if there was a common sense approach taken to this and we reduced the amount of money that was available to developers or accommodation providers, this wouldn't be allocated. It wouldn't be made available under the request to tender because those people who own these accommodation blocks wouldn't have even submitted the accommodation blocks to the tender process in the department. So once you make a level of funding available to those developers or accommodation providers, that's where it goes wrong. There is too much money involved here. And if we were to have the money or reduce it by 75%, you'd find that there wouldn't be as many of these accommodation providers or property owners putting their hands up to dump whoever is in them out the door and get off on the cash cow. That's the reality of what's happening here on the ground. This is an exceptionally poor decision in terms of policy by government. I'm a member of the government party, one of the government parties myself. I have to say there is no common sense. There is no common sense here in terms of the policy that we've went after, where we're providing huge amounts of money per day to accommodation providers to accommodate those international protection applicants. It's wrong. And what we want to do here in Sligo is have all the accommodation available to those, where we see more courses, level 7s, level 8s, coming on stream in the Atlantic Technology University here in Sligo. We want to create a campus and an accommodation environment around it that meets the needs of the student population. And what the college is doing is increasing course places, increasing the number of courses, and we should be supporting that environment in our county town. And we've done the complete opposite here. It's completely wrong that we've taken 593 student beds out of the accommodation environment of the our university here close to St. Angela's and close to the ATU. And I'm extremely disappointed that another 415 beds will be allocated at Benbulbin Court. It's the wrong decision. As I say, morally wrong, ethically wrong, economically wrong, socially wrong. There is no excuse for it. And government should be intervening on the level of money that's being made available to landowners and developers across the country today. It's becoming a cash cow. And it's taken core accommodation out of our core centres, and there's no excuse for it.
You say it's down to government policy, but if there was a government minister from the county of Sligo, would this have happened, Councillor Walsh?
Well, look, it wouldn't have happened in any other constituency if there was a government minister sitting on the cabinet table. That I'm convinced of. The reality is we are regulated under EU regulation to provide shelter to those in need. We are not regulated to provide large sums of money to developers or landowners or property owners where they completely milk the taxpayer. That's what's happening across the country now in terms of residential centres. It's wrong. And what we need to do is a common sense approach to politics, to policy, reduce the level of funding that's available, and that won't be long sorting the issue out.